Morning.
Hi, everybody. Hello. Good morning. Hi, everybody.
Sorry, I was having internet problems. Surprise!
Surprise!
Internet problems. Surprise!
Did you want to tell people how your internet problems are going to probably continue?
I would love to tell everybody. So, so yesterday we found out, we got an update on how much the fiber is going to cost. We thought it was going to be $600 a month. I can tell you how much that's going to cost. $205,822.34 to be exact, Mock. That's how much they want us to pay for internet. $205,000.
Because they would have to actually dig the holes and install the actual fiber lines.
Yeah. My husband said he came into my room as I was working, like my office, which is basically my daughter's bedroom. He goes, I'm going to go ahead and tell them that we're not going to do that. And I go,
but they tried to give you a discount.
Yeah, they were going to give us a discount of, I think it was, what was the discount? I think it was a $10,000 discount. Was it $10,000? And I was like, oh, off of $205,000? Thanks. No.
That's not going to work.
What in the hell? So no, he came in, he was like laughing, and he's usually never laughing during the middle of the day, my husband. So
I mean, that's all you can do. That's all you can do.
I was like, this is a joke, right? Did you make like, this is a joke? No, this is not a joke. This is what AT&T sent us. So needless to say, we won't be getting fiber anytime soon. So I'm going to have to find other means to get decent internet around here until Elon Musk gets this freaking space link to my house.
Yeah,
Elon, if you're listening, I'm on a list. Yeah, we've already paid the $100 to get SpaceLink. But Elon, if you're listening, get the SpaceLink. Get it to my house.
And in the meantime, you're going to try to find like a place to go, maybe.
I'm thinking like there's a city hall that they built. I know in my tiny little city. And so I'm going to see if I can go talk to some people and see if maybe I could use a room or something there. I would have to drive there every day, but maybe I could do that. Maybe I could do something like that. And I
could just have to schmooze.
Something. Yeah, I have to schmooze some people here in town to see what I could do. Maybe I'd have to pay them, which I'd be fine with paying them, you know, but we'll see what happens. So I'll keep you guys posted. Sorry, it sucks. I'm doing the best I can, but $205,000, mama ain't got that kind of money.
You know what you need? You need a spa, you need to do one of Genucel's spa treatments on your face.
You know, it's funny. I do this every Sunday night with my daughter. We have spa night now.
Really?
Uh-huh. And we use all the little Genucel products. We usually do a little mask from like CVS. And then after we do our little mask, we use all the little Genucel products. I use a lot of Genucel products. And then I let her use the scrubbies and stuff like that. But this is like our thing now. It's become like a mom-daughter thing on Sunday night. She looks forward to it. I look forward to it. It's like our time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. It's made by Chamonix. And the Genucel line in Chamonix is the one that has the plant stem cell therapy, like the super extra awesome stuff that really helps like eye puffiness and eye bags. They've got that instant effects that when you put that on, you feel like this cooling sensation. And then everything just kind of goes like it just sort of tightens up and it feels amazing. And then, like, to counterbalance that, they've got the XV cream, which is this, like, fluff butter technology luxuriousness that you put on your face, and it's absolutely incredible.
It is amazing.
And they've got everything put into packages for you. This is the great thing about it. Like, so I love the spa package. That's my favorite. But I know a lot of people order the most popular products package, which is also a huge favorite because it has all of the goodies in it. And they put together everything that you need into one package. And if you go specifically to lovegenucel.com/chicks, you can get 50% or more off of the packages, and you'll see them only if you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks, not just lovegenucel.com. Lovegenucel.com/chicks will get you the 50% or more off. You should try it, you guys.
You should. Really. It's the best stuff ever.
The best stuff ever. Okay. So there is some stuff going on. So for example, Barbara Boxer, remember her?
I do. She's the one that said, don't call me ma'am, or like call me senator, call me senator, because that's who I am as a person. And it's like, that's when I would be like, I'm going to call you other things. Yeah.
Right.
I'm giving you the Chrissy
Teigen face. People are that into titles. It's just so off-putting.
Right.
Anyway, she got attacked yesterday in broad daylight, walking down the street. I know, it's awful. She was attacked from behind by apparently like a teenage criminal or young criminal, like late teens, early 20s, maybe. They still don't know who it is.
In D.C.
She lives in Oakland, California. This happened in broad daylight in Oakland, California.
Okay, so in California. Okay, I'm sorry, because there's violence everywhere right now. I can't keep track of where the violence is.
Right.
Okay.
No, this is in
It's all in Democrat places, but all the violence is everywhere. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's in California, broad daylight.
Right.
All right.
Right. So she gets attacked. So somebody attacks her from behind, and then somehow while she's like in mid-fall, they grabbed her phone and stole her phone. And she was pushed down to the ground. She's 80. Okay. I mean, like, she's a fragile old person.
Ow.
And so she walked a couple blocks to like a Verizon store, just like the first place she saw where she could call the police. And, you know, they took the report or whatever, and they still haven't caught the person. But this is one of the cities that is trying to reimagine policing. And they've removed 50 cops off of the 911 beat. They've removed dispatchers because they want to reimagine policing. So this is what you get. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want harm to come to her. But for crying out loud, if she were still a senator, she would be all for defunding the police, because that's the Democrat platform.
Right. She totally would be. This, the whole reimagine thing, it reminds me of like the Imagineers at Disney, you know? reimagine policing. It's like, what? It's so liberal that it's just like, reimagine. Give me a break.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, meanwhile, violence is out of control across the country. I mean, it's like every short, I turn on the TV for limited periods during the day, and that's all I hear is violence, mm-hmm. violence all over the place. And it's like, can we not all get a grip and just realize that that was a really horrible idea by Democrats, and to just get over it and go back to the way things were? Can we all just agree that that was bad? Okay, it was a bad idea. A bad idea, everybody. Let's go back.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Well, they would rather try to play it as though it's Republicans who wanted to defund the police because they didn't support the COVID relief bill. Okay.
Yeah, we all know that's just, come on. We all know that's a joke.
Absolute crap hole that we're in right now, had she stayed.
That's true. That's a good point.
Matt Gaetz, you know how there's all of the hullabaloo around like his he's possibly, you know, tried to pay for sex with a 17-year-old, and there's all the skeevy news. So his case was not helped yesterday because apparently his fiance has a younger sister.
He has a fiance?
Yeah, he's been engaged for a year, I think.
I had no idea he had a fiance. No idea.
Yeah.
Because he's
engaged. So that girl's younger sister, who is now 20, and they are estranged, the sisters. She is now speaking to the press about how none of the allegations against him are a surprise to her, and that he tried to set her up when she was 19 with one of his 39-year-old friends, and that she thought it was super creepy. And so she's basically speaking out against him and against her own sister. And so, you know, what her motives are, I have no idea, but it's not helping his case.
I was just going to ask, like, what are her motives and what is her political affiliation? And, you know, there's always a backstory, right?
Yeah.
I'm not defending him either way. I don't know, because, you know, you don't know what you don't know. But you also don't know what the backstory is. There's always a backstory.
There's always more. There's always more details.
Always.
But I felt obligated to tell everybody that is what is happening.
His name is like, if there's ever a scandal with him, his last name is Gaetz. And so it's like, you know what I mean? So it's really easy to be like, you know, like Sex Gaetz or like sex, you know,
it's Gates Gate.
It's Gates Gates. Gates Gate. It's so easy that it lends itself to such an easy name, you know?
It really does.
Right.
It really does. I have a video to show you. Do you know who Tiffany Cross is?
No, I probably will when you tell me, but I suck with names.
You won't.
No, I am.
Fine if you don't, because I didn't know her either. But she apparently has a fairly newish, if I'm not mistaken, a fairly newish Saturday news show. And I use that word loosely, news show on MSNBC on Saturdays, where she's, you know, it's like she's a Brian Stelter, only she's this Black woman who has a Saturday show. And during a part of that show, I don't remember the name of that segment, but she basically goes after other people and rips on them. Like, this is what she does. So she is in a big fat fight right now with Megyn Kelly. Like, she did a whole, and that's not what I'm going to show you. I'm just giving you another idea of what this woman is about.
Is she the one with the swoopy hair?
Yeah. She's this chick right here. Okay. So she is ripping on Megyn Kelly because Megyn Kelly got into a Twitter fight with Naomi Osaka, which was a big, long story about a week ago. And so Tiffany Cross this past weekend went on a tear against Megyn Kelly, calling her irrelevant, calling her a bully, like just snarking on her up and down. And it was the most unself-aware report I've ever seen, because she's trying to call Megyn Kelly irrelevant whilst not recognizing her own irrelevance.
Yeah.
But that is how I got introduced to Tiffany Cross, is the whole Megyn Kelly story. I didn't know who she was before that.
It's
and
like, basically,
all of a sudden, she starts showing up in my feed like crazy. And this 20 seconds that you are about to hear from her will tell you everything you need to know about how absolutely bat crap she is. Listen to this.
Christina, let me turn to you here, because one thing that I think has been a bit frustrating with the American public is, why exactly does this committee have to be so bipartisan? You know, it's like, if you were prosecuting Dave Koresh, you're not ever thinking, oh, we should get the Branch Davidians on the committee too, so to get their perspective. What do you think?
That's it. That's all you need to hear. Because, like, what in the hell?
Yeah, what
She's
in
comparing
the hell?
Republicans to
Branch Davidians.
Dave Koresh followers?
Right.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and everybody in the panel's like, yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right. Tiffany, Tiffany, who is about as relevant as Megyn Kelly. Yeah.
I just can't. I cannot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can you even?
Yeah,
this is who this woman is.
It's MSNBC, man. This is what they do. I mean, it's like, listen, this is why, like, about 4 or 5 days ago, I watched it just to see what was on. I was by myself in the cabin. I'm watching Rachel Maddow drone on and on about Trump. This is what she's still talking about Trump. And I was like, I can't believe, I'm by myself. I'm looking around at the dogs. I'm like, I can't believe she's still talking about Trump. Like, he's gone. He's golfing. Wow. You know, he's basically like doing his own thing now. He's not thinking about you. Yeah. He's sleeping.
God.
He's sleeping on his My Pillow. See what I did there?
I did see what you did. Yeah. We got an email from Stacy Yarsulik, who said, "Dear Mock and Daisy," I love this letter. She says, "First, thank you for being so kick ass. My best friend, Jen, who is the mock to my Daisy, if you will, told me about your show, and I've been hooked ever since. Not only is she super great like that, but she also left free and clear Texas to come visit me in lockdown California during a pandemic, not once, but twice.
Oh,
so I had to do what any good best friend would, and I made sure I had a brand new MyPillow towel set waiting for her to use when she got here. Okay, let's be honest. I bought 2 sets. These towels really are everything that you say they are. She was also very impressed with how giant the regular bath towels are and how soft they are. But I think my favorite reaction was my husband's. For context, he's a big, bald, very grumpy looking, active duty Navy guy. He was getting ready for work the other morning, and I heard him giggle. Of course, I had to know it was so funny. And he said, I just saw that these were My Pillow towels. Did you use code word
chicks?
Clearly, he loves you just as much as Jen and I do. Have the safest weekend ever. And most of all, never stop laughing. Nothing but love, Stacy Yarsulik.
I love that. It's so sweet. So
isn't
very,
that the
very
greatest?
Sweet. That is so sweet. So you guys get you some stuff.
That's right. And the towels specifically, $39.99 right now for a set of six. If you call 1-800-875-0513 or go to mypillow.com and use the code.
I don't know why I was thinking about this, but you remember like how David Letterman would just talk about him incessantly. He would just go on and on and drone on and on and on about Trump. And Chrissy Teigen would do the same thing. And all these other celebrities would do the same thing. But it's like back when he wasn't president, they were fine with him.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it interesting how they all did that? They all were fine with him until he became president and he had an R next to his name. And then all of a sudden it's like the hatred. Like this is, it was like a sport to hate him. It was a sport, you guys. They wanted to see who could do it the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. These people are nuts.
And they will not stop.
They still won't. They still won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Right.
IU, right here, IU in Indiana, is giving Fauci another award. So that's neat. He's receiving a award for leadership.
I can't with this man.
I know. Distinguished Leadership Award from IU because he's a leader. I don't know why they're insisting on doing this, but this is what they're doing.
I'm spraying bullshit. I'm spraying bullshit spray all over that.
Seriously?
That's a repellent.
It's okay. Distinguished leader? He's a liar.
Right. But I mean, details.
He's a liar and he needs a lozenge.
Right.
I can't.
Also, you know those Texas Democrats who hightailed it to D.C.? They're still there, right?
And they got COVID. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like at least six. Then they stopped telling us who all had COVID.
I mean, we don't need to, at least you don't need to know that. You don't need to know what you don't need to know. I mean, you don't need to know that, minions. No.
But guess what they're doing now?
What are they doing?
They are tweeting and asking. Well, first of all, they're super mad because they've been trying ever since they've been there to get a meeting with Joe Biden. And he just won't. Like, so far, he has no interest in meeting.
Well, he's probably afraid of getting COVID.
Well, he won't even meet with them over Zoom.
He's probably afraid of getting COVID over Zoom because it's Joe Biden. He's like, am I gonna get the COVID over this? This can it can come through the screen, right? It can happen. It can come through here. Yeah, this is what he's probably afraid of. That yeah,
it's you look like you were doing like that ASMR, like the lady does, where she's like, like she flutters and then she's like,
okay.
COVID. It's COVID. It's COVID.
Anyway, that probably is the reason. But they're super mad at Joe Biden for not meeting with them. And they are now tweeting out requests, I kid you not, for care packages that include Dr. Pepper and hairspray. Because they're in the far off isolated land of DC.
You know
where
what?
Apparently they don't have CVS's.
And Dr. Pepper. You know, Dr. Pepper, people better not send them anything, but Dr. Pepper better not send them any Dr. Pepper. I will be pissed. And the people of Texas are going to be like, mm-mm, you don't get Dr. Pepper. You don't get it.
But see, Beto is raising all the money for them. So he probably will coordinate care packages of hairspray and Dr. Pepper. Can you believe that they have the gall to ask for care packages?
And hairspray? Why do they need it? Because these chicks need hairspray. Is that what they need?
They're in D.C. They're acting like they're on a freaking deserted island.
Yeah.
What the hell? God.
Wouldn't it be great if they were on a deserted island? Did I say that out loud? God, these people are insufferable. They're just...
I mean, yeah. Holy crap.
Hey, it's the chicks here, Mock and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when like I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50. And all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
totally remember. Yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel it too. Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today. Also, I did read a story about Minnesota. There was a fourth grader. So I guess what? She's 9 or 10. Who was on with her mom on one of the news shows on Fox talking about how she was forced to take by her teacher in fourth grade an equity survey.
Right.
Which included questions along the lines of, you know, like what I don't even know, like how do you gauge your white privilege or your gender, all this stuff that she had no idea what it even meant.
Right.
So there was one question in particular, I think about gender, that she asked her teacher to explain to her. And her teacher was like, you cannot skip any questions, even if you don't understand them. And so the little girl said, can I ask my mom? And the teacher told her she was not permitted to tell her parents about any of the survey questions.
Yeah, so, I saw a glimpse of this yesterday. So this kid is 9. This kid's 9, right? 9 years old. 9. Not even in double digits yet. And they're forcing this crap onto kids. This is abusive to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I have a huge problem with this. I don't like it when people start messing with our kids, when they start putting this and shoving this stuff. You know, I was like going back and forth with somebody on our site about, you remember I can't remember where they were. It was like the gay man's chorus and they were joking about indoctrinating the kids. Somebody wrote about it on our site, and there's somebody that was, I can't remember, some troll that's on our page, and we're going back and forth about it, and she's just like, you're just a homophobe, blah. And I'm like, no, it's like this, it's the notion of any sort of sexuality and gender stuff too young. And it's just, I mean, I know it's a different subject, but it's like any sort of sexuality or anything like this too young, I just get really, like you would say, bejiggity. I don't like it. It has no place. Doesn't have a place in our schools, doesn't have a place really with these young kids. It's like their brains are not done, but this is the formative stage of their life. Let these kids be kids. It's like, let them learn what they're supposed to learn at that age. And it's not this stuff. Like, what are we doing? You know? And like that, and of course that person, that teacher will probably not get fired. She'll probably stay there. She'll probably be protected by the school. Nothing will happen. Or if she does get fired, she'll get hired at another school. It's like, she has no business teaching children. No business.
Well, and then we've got clowns like AOC, who was just on with Don Lemon last night, saying Republicans are making all of this up, that we're using this term CRT as a catch-all to cover any discussion about race whatsoever. She is lying.
Yes, she's lying.
The actual founder of CRT, Kimberly Crenshaw, even wrote in a paper 2 decades ago that CRT should be a catch-all term for everything that they want to use to change the way that we think about people being oppressors or people being oppressed. There is no in between. You're either one or the other.
And that's a crazy way of thinking. And I find it interesting. There's another person, I can't remember the name of the person, but there's another person who wrote a huge article about how a lot of these a lot of these politicians who are all for it, you know, like the Pete Buttigieg's and the AOCs, they don't have families. They don't have kids. They have no stake in the game. They have nothing. They have no stake in the game, you know? So what does she freaking care? She thinks the world's going to end in 12 years, you know?
Well, it's going to be what, like 9 by now, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, this is the thing. So it's interesting. Their policies and their politics are so... It's just very interesting to me how they're very doom and gloom and we're not. And we're very hopeful because we have children and we're like, listen, quit warping them because, you know what I mean? They need to be children. She doesn't really know much about children because she's not been around them. She doesn't have them. She doesn't, You know, this is, I'm not saying that everybody without children doesn't know a lot about them, because I'm sure there are a lot of people who are, you know, maybe that are child psychologists or whatever that don't have them. But when in the case of AOC, she doesn't know what she's talking about. She just doesn't. Yeah. And I don't think she wants to. I don't think she wants to know what she's, I don't think she cares. You know, she definitely doesn't care about my kid.
No, so, she does not.
Yeah.
She does not.
You know what's not fair? My freaking internet is going to cost that much money, you guys. That
now
much.
You can see it. By the way, your internet like cleared up midway through this, and it's been great ever since that. Midway through, it's been fantastic.
Yeah, because they, I guess the internet gods heard me complaining about it. $205,000. What are they smoking? You know, the people at AT&T are like. And they're all laughing. They're sitting at their desk. Like, there's Carl back there at AT&T going, hey, let's go ahead and just write down $205,832 and see what they do.
And then give her a $10,000 discount.
Yeah. See what they do. Idiots. I can't with these people.
Oh my God. This is what, but to be fair, this is what people mean when they talk about needing broadband in rural areas. This is the kind of infrastructure we do need, actually.
I swear to God. Yeah. So. Yeah. Joe Biden.
Do you have a Kinko's?
What's that? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. Okay. I'm going to go play with my steer now.
Oh. Okay.
You guys bring it in.
Inflation is going to stick around for years, and we're renaming Asian carp and gypsy moth so people don't get offended. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news and plenty of laughs, too. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.